a word for you from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 5 to 8. Not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we have told you before and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us to impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. What a clear call to holiness at the end of this letter of Paul to the Christians in Thessalonica. He starts out here by saying, "Finally then, brethren, we urge you to walk in a way that pleases God." And then he goes on to say, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification." And then he describes what the sanctification is. And the very first point he says, to abstain from sexual immorality. Now, last time we looked at Paul's point that follows this, how to control your own body in holiness and honor. And now in today's text, not in the passion of lust, and that describes exactly our old behavior. Not just the Gentiles out there, but yes, that's even part of your and my own heart. That's our background. That is the old you, and God has called you to a new life. Now, to add to that, Paul then says that if you do your own life, live your own life in the passion of lust like the Gentiles, you will be transgressing and wronging your brother in this matter. Our thoughts, of course, immediately jump to adultery. You are wronging a brother if you take his wife, or if you take a wife's husband. However, it goes even further than that. Think of those who are unmarried. What about the one who's dating and flirting and touching somebody else's future wife or future husband? Aren't you wronging your brother or sister there as well? Now, it is said in the strongest language, because Paul then says, the Lord is an avenger of all these things. So it's not only if the Gentiles do it, if Christians behave in these immoral, impure, passionate ways, God will avenge. And Paul says, we have warned you before, because God called us to not to impurity, but in holiness. And then ending that point, he says, if you disregard this point, you are disregarding God himself.